I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that? Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it's John Feinstein, best-selling author and Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom is ready to serve the local golf market for the 39th golf season. Come see the latest equipment, apparel, shoes, accessories, and more at Golfdom in Tysons or at GolfdomGolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Hello, John. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. What a perfect day to play golf. My brother's probably been out there for an hour.
Yes, he has. He likes to get out there nice and early.
Tomorrow, only on days that end in Y.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow, the Caps will drop the puck with the Bruins here in D.C., a lot of goalie uncertainty. Peter Laviolette has not named the starter. I'm guessing it has to be Vitek Vanacek at this point, with Ilya sidelined in the COVID protocols and Craig Anderson having very limited opportunities in net for the Capitals. Are you feeling shaky about the Washington goalie situation heading into the playoffs? I certainly am.
I think we've discussed this really all season, that they went with two young goalies. They made an attempt to bring in Henrik Lundqvist, which I thought was a very smart idea to have a veteran like him there. And Lundqvist at 38 could still play, and then he had his heart issues. So that was out of their control. But yeah, it's certainly a question mark, especially with two younger guys who have no real experience at all in postseason. The flip side, though, is I think they lucked out playing the Bruins first round in the sense that they played very well against the Bruins this season. I don't know whether it's that Zdeno Chara has great inside information on the team, having been with them for so many years, but they played very well against the Bruins. But if you look long term, certainly if there's one question mark other than getting the team 100% healthy, it would be the goaltending, because we all know that in postseason, goaltending rules.
Yeah, and Tuukka Rask on the other side for the Bruins has had an up-and-down season, but what worries me is that he's gotten hot down the stretch. He's gotten hot late. I think he's got a 2 goals against average like in his last 8 games. So that's going to worry me as a Caps fan, that Rask is heating up at the inopportune time if you're a Washington Capitals fan.
Yeah, and he is a guy with experience, with playoff experience. He's never won a Stanley Cup, but he certainly has played in a lot of postseason games. And so if you were doing one of those matchup things, you would certainly give an edge in goal to the Bruins. And as I said, goaltending is critical in postseason. That being said, I think the Caps are a better team than the Bruins. I think, as usual, things will be back to normal, that the team they're going to have to go through to get out of this division is probably going to be the Penguins, because I frankly don't see the Islanders beating the Penguins.
You don't see your guys mustering much resistance from the Pens in the first round? Resistance,
sure. But I think that and Varlamov's been very good for most of the season in goal. But losing Anders Lee 2 months ago for the season was a huge loss. I mean, remember the panic here when Ovechkin missed, 4 games? Anders Lee has been out for the season since early February. He's not just their best goal scorer, but he's their captain. He's their leader. He's been a really good captain since Tavares left. And the Islanders have not played well down the stretch either. They lost those three games to the Caps. They then beat the Rangers, who weren't very good, and then lost some more to the Bruins, even lost to the Sabres. So I'm not terribly optimistic. But, again, postseason, you never know, right? So who would have thought a couple years ago that Columbus would sweep Tampa Bay when Columbus was the 8 seed and Tampa Bay was the 1 seed? That's the thing about the hockey playoffs. They are less predictable, I think, than any postseason in sports, which is one of the reasons why they're so much fun to watch.
All right, speaking of the local teams, let's just cross over to the Wiz, who for a period there was one of the most interesting teams in the league towards the end, kind of a shocker when they were, what did they win, like 13 out of 16 or something? Mm-hmm. They had some crazy little run. They're kind of swooning here a little bit. Beal's been out, but Westbrook is kind of emerging, getting a lot of attention for the triple doubles. We've talked about it quite a bit the last few weeks. It's kind of interesting how he's getting no run, no love for MVP consideration. Scotty Brooks said something the other day, John, and I never think of Russ Westbrook in this light. I knew he was a great player. I knew he was better than John. But Brooks said he's going to go down as maybe, did he say the second best point guard of all time?
Yeah, he said second best point guard ever.
And I don't think of him in that light, but maybe he's right.
Well, no. That's hyperbole. I mean, Westbrook's great, and he's been great the last 2 months. He's been unbelievable ever since he got off to that slow start when he was adjusting to a new team in a new city. You can't vote a guy for MVP when his team is, what are they, 8-10 games under 500. You can't be the MVP when your team is going to probably be the 9th or 10th seed in this crazy new postseason format. But he's been fabulous, and even without Beal, they've still been competitive. They kicked the game away the other night in Atlanta that they should have won. And I think they've got a very good chance to get into, for lack of a better term, the real playoffs. How competitive they would be playing either the Sixers or the Nets or the Bucks in the first round, I don't know. But as long as you got – if Beal comes back healthy – and you got Westbrook on the floor, you got a puncher's chance to beat anybody. I don't mean 4 out of 7 necessarily, but on a given night, you certainly have a chance to beat anybody because Westbrook's all, I mean, he's not the second greatest point guard in history, but he's a future Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any doubt about that with the numbers he's put up now in Oklahoma City and Houston and now Washington. And Beal might be a future Hall of Famer. He's only 27 years old. And he just keeps getting better and better. That's a pretty good start to building a team. And again, I said this last week, I'll say it again, all credit to the Wiz for being able to make that trade to get Westbrook here. Now, some of it was that the Rockets wanted to get rid of Westbrook because he and Harden didn't get along, and then Harden, of course, forced his way out there. But still, Tommy Shepard was able to make the deal, and they're a much better team as a result. Imagine what kind of season they'd have had if they'd have had John Wall here, healthy or unhealthy, instead of Russell Westbrook.
No, it's hard to imagine. And you know, when you look at the stat, I think a lot of us saw it on social media, and there was a big deal made about it, right, when he passed Oscar Robertson, which is hard for some of us to comprehend. But the other guys on the list, I mean, I think of LeBron James as a triple-double machine, and he's got, like, double what LeBron has. I mean, you know, when you put the – is maybe that stat not as great as we think it is or something? I mean, I'm really trying to wrap my head.
I've always said the double-double – is a very overrated stat. I mean, whenever I'm watching a game on TV, or sometimes when I'm doing a game on TV and my partner says, well, that gives him a double-double with 12 points and 10 rebounds or whatever, I'm like, no, that's not that big a deal. I mean, it's good, but let's not act like it's a big deal. But three categories, you know, to do it in points, assists, rebounds, blocks, or steals, I mean, that's a big deal. And the thing people forget about Oscar Robertson, this is one thing Mike Wilbon and I agree on completely, that we tend, you know, we're all so much about the present day and what we're remembering from last week, that we forget how great some of the old guys were. Oscar Robertson averaged a triple-double before the stat was even invented for an entire season. That's incomprehensibly good. And what Westbrook is doing is, I think, also incomprehensibly good. It's really amazing. And what's amazing about him to me is that he's 6'3" and he's not a good rebounder. He's a great rebounder. And all the other stuff he does is fantastic, but the rebounding stats to me are mind-boggling.
Well, and also, when he gets the triple-doubles, he doesn't just, like, get 10-10-10. You know, he gets, like, 30-14-12.
He goes big.
Well, he had that one game where I think he had 24 rebounds and 21 assists.
Yeah, yeah.
And I forget how many points, but it was a lot. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. There's triple-doubles and triple-doubles. There's also double-doubles. And you know, when a guy goes for, say, 29-16 in a game, that's pretty darn good. But when a guy goes for, you know, 13-10, that's still good, but it's not comparably good. And Westbrook, you're right. He's not a 13-11-10 guy. He's more like a 25-16-12 guy.
Yep. John, I'm on your
He's really good. That's my keen analysis.
I'm on your Twitter right now, at Jay Feinstein Books. You tweeted this yesterday. I say this sincerely. The NFL does a better job than anyone promoting non-events, the latest being the schedule release. What did you think of the Washington football team's schedule when you saw it start to finish with the bye week right there in the middle?
Now, I didn't think that much about it because it's April. You know, it's funny how I remember when Mike Francesa and Chris Russo were still partnering at WFAN, and the schedules would come back. And I assume other people do this too, but I remember them vividly because Russo took it so seriously. They would go through every game on the Jets and Giants schedules. Win, win, loss, win.
Sounds familiar.
It's April.
And
you don't know who's going to be hurt, and you don't know how teams are going to change during the course of a season. Because they all do, and so it's but the NFL convinces people that this is one of the big days of the year, and the best thing that he did that was cracked me up, and I'm sure you guys talked about it, was they leaked, quote unquote, the openers during the day before they did an unveiling of the whole schedule that night. You know, you guys knew during the day that the Chargers were the opener for Washington. And in every city, everybody knew their opener. And NBC was promoting the Thursday night Bucks-Cowboys game before the schedule was unveiled. And everybody's sitting around going, oh, my God, this is just incredible. And like I said, it's April. And then people rank the best games. None of us know what the best games are going to be. And that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
Is getting into October and saying, wait a minute, they're pretty good. Wait a minute, they were supposed to be good. Look at the Eagles last year. The Eagles were supposed to win the East, right, starting before last season. And they were horrible, and not because of injuries, just from day one. They were horrible. You just don't know. But the NFL, marketing geniuses. Whatever you want to say about them, and I've said a lot of things about them, they are marketing geniuses.
John, any thoughts before next week? Kiowa, PGA Championship. I know you're not with the Golf Channel anymore, but I know you still write. Are you gonna be out there? You have any interest
in covering
it?
No, I'm not going. It was one of those deals where we still have such limited access to the players. You know, we can't go in the locker room. We can't go on the range. That's what I do. You know, I don't go and write birdies and bogeys when I go to a golf tournament. I go and talk to guys. And you still can't really do it. It's getting better. We're negotiating with the tour. Sorry?
Can you go on the range?
No.
You can't even go on the range?
No. Can't go on the range. Can't go in the locker room. Can't go on the putting green, which normally we can do all those things.
Yeah.
And the logistics are going to be difficult for everybody. I mean, they're always difficult at Kiowa, but there's no hotel. They're putting people into condos somewhere, and you got to be shuttled in and out of the golf course.
It's actually a nightmare to cover that event, I've always heard.
Well, it is. I covered the last one there.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky because somebody slipped me a parking pass. So I was able to drive every morning. But there were guys riding the buses who said it was taking like 2 hours to get there from Charleston. And, you know, I love covering golf, but I don't love it that much. So I'll watch from here on TV. I'll be able to go and listen to the Zoom interviews like all the guys who will be there. But it's a fun golf course to watch. McIlroy won the last time it was there 9 years ago, coming off a win, thank goodness. Glad to see him break his slump last week in Charlotte. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the event because it's a golf course that I think is fun. And who the heck knows who's going to win, because I certainly never know. Smarter people than I do know, but I don't. But I'm looking forward to it.
All right, John, thanks as always.
Hey, we'll guys, before I go,
can
I say one thing real quick?
Please
I know
do.
You got to get to break. Right after I hung up with you guys last week, I got the news that Tom Boswell was retiring.
Oh, okay.
And you guys all know, Boz and I disagree often, particularly on the Nats, but there's not been a better baseball writer in my lifetime than Boz. And in his way, Roger Angel, what he did was totally different than what Boz did. And he's been an amazing guy at the post for 52 years. And, you know, the cliche is he'll be missed. He'll be missed for sure. But I if anybody deserves a chance to rest at this point, Boz does, because nobody's worked harder or more enthusiastically at his craft than anybody I've known in the business than Tom Boswell. I just wanted to get that in.
No, I'm glad you said that. But I think I saw this morning. Did he write another column since that other one?
Yeah. You know, it was one of those. I don't completely understand the whole thing, because you're right. He wrote a farewell column last Friday.
Yeah.
But he's not retiring till July 1.
Right.
So he'll have a few more columns, and he'll do his weekly chats until July 1. He says he's cutting the cord completely. You know, he's not going to be – Shirley Povich continued to write on a semi-regular basis for like 25 years after he retired, and he literally wrote a column on the day he died. Boz says he doesn't want to do that. I'll be interested to see a year from now if he doesn't say, maybe a Sunday column, maybe an occasional column, because writers write the way coaches coach.
Exactly.
John, have a great weekend. We'll talk
to you
again next week.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. We'll get an update from the producers about what's going on with JP and his Comrex. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Junk's 25th anniversary, presented by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, they've got great rates for everyone. So thanks to PenFed for all of their support throughout year number 25 on the air. It's much appreciated.
It's crazy. I feel like we're sleeping on the 25-year anniversary. I know we're doing bits like all year, but because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to do any like meet and greets or anything. Hey, by the way, now that they've lifted all of these crazy mandates and everything, can we get out and about now?
A Junk's appearance?
Yeah.
The first real Junk's appearance of 2021?
We should be able to do that.
It's a good question.
Right, Drabby?
I mean, because last time I checked, I don't know about you, EB, but the last time I checked, the appearance column in the paychecks, it's a lot of these. A lot of these lined up next to each other.
And no, we
I
should.
I understand it's pandemic-related.
But I mean, if we're going to have full stadiums, The Junks.
I'm sure the station's on it and working on possible events later in the year for you guys.
The Junkies World Tour 2021 is getting ramped up in the background.
Yes. What are we doing here?
What do you mean? It's been 12 hours.
I know. I'm ready. I'm ready to
give us a chance.
I'm ready to bust out.
I know you are.
Bullpen
just
appearance.
Wait till he complains about the first appearance in Springfield.
I know. Trust me. I already know how this is going to go.
JP is back.
I can't wait
for an appearance. Ugh.
No. It depends. If it's at like a store at a mall where no one's going to come by, you know, like some cell phone store, that stinks. But if it's a place that serves alcohol...
I'm glad you brought up a cell phone store appearance. I remember this had to be, I mean, maybe 15 years ago, where I think it was had to be an AT&T store appearance, where part of the bit was they wanted me to actually hawk cell phones while I was there. They're like, here are the specs on the phones. If people come up to you, I was like, are you serious? You want me?
You didn't agree to that, did you?
I mean, I kind of just was like nodding my head, just kind of going along. But I was like, they handed me like a spec sheet for the phones. I was like, if they're expecting me to sell a bunch of Razor phones today, they may be sadly mistaken.
Drab and I have done cell phone store appearances together. Yeah. And I give credit to Drab because he all of a sudden he just starts asking questions like he's going to go buy a new phone.
He gets them all sized.
Yeah, it keeps the workers all into it because they don't care that we're there.
No, they don't care. In fact,
he's just so good at small talk.
He's got the schmooze.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's such a gut punch.
It's his thirst for knowledge, Valdez.
Yeah,
certainly. You're on it.
When you do an appearance like that, the salespeople, they don't know anything. And they think, oh, this is going to be the big day.
Yeah,
we're going to close so much business. We're going to be packed. It's like having
my commission is going to be skyrocketing.
It's like having the Biebs there.
Right.
And it's Cricketville because, hello, we're at a phone store. We've been in the market for 25 years.
Yeah.
No one feels a super need to race out to the phone store to see the Junks.
Right.
Now, if you put the Junks in a bar...
That's more of our natural environment.
Right. Yeah. Now,
that's our speed.
That's where we thrive.
Right, and that's where our people can come hang, and you can get a little of the anxiety out.
That's where all
alcohol.
The D-gens can come hang out.
Right, you can booze it up.
Right.
That's our spot. But you put us in like a cell phone store or another just sort of retail establishment, it's going to be awful. and you feel like a zero, too, because... They kind of like insinuate, like, where are all your fans?
Right. Now, usually they're nice about it, or they'll dance around it, or won't bring it up at all.
Right.
But sometimes you'll have some people who will say, turnout's kind of light. I mean, what's going on here?
Listen, I've had that before where I opened a Wendy's in Tacoma Park.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I opened a Wendy's.
I remember that bit.
Yeah. It was a grand opening.
Grand opening.
And you were the big guy.
I was the big draw.
Oh,
and
the
manager there, she was all psyched.
Right.
Because she thought everyone was going to come see Matt Valdez.
Right.
And then when I got when it's a half hour into the appearance and there's been two people coming by to get a Frosty.
You feel like you walk back
to
your
car. You're like a big loser.
You're like a huge loser. Huge loser. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a certain store and I just sit there and I just stare at my watch.
I know the exact store you're talking about.
Yeah. I think I know it too. Because we've all been there at some point.
Guessing you might even lay down.
Sometimes I lay down. And it's so miserable.
Well, that store is kind of conducive to letting you lay down.
I mean, miserable.
I won't say anything further.
Miserable. But if you put us out at the bullpen over here.
Oh, yeah. Again, we'll kill.
You keep saying the bullpen. Do you really want to do your appearance at the bullpen?
I get sized. That's a great spot. Put us over at Circa.
I don't know that I've ever been. Have I been to the bullpen? I've walked by it 100 times.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever walked into the bullpen.
You haven't?
I think I walked straight past the bullpen.
Yeah.
Into
in the early
spark.
Years, I used to go there more than I have in recent years. Circa.
By the way, yesterday, you guys were not messing around about the hustle and bustle.
Oh, it was hard.
Oh, yeah. I told you.
The hustle
and bustle, the normal, was combined with an early Nats game. So it was...
on steroids.
It was... Let me see if I can just remember everything that was happening.
Oh, no. Every road was blocked.
Cement mixers
Yeah.
Big giant 18-wheelers hauling, you know, raw materials to erect the buildings around here that are going up at just a rapid pace. You had the vendors that are out in front of Nats Park wheeling their coolers, and they're just big duffel bags filled with the peanuts cheaper on the outside than on the inside.
Right.
You had to dodge them.
Their knockoff hats.
I mean, just... It is a full-on zoo getting out of here.
I was trapped yesterday because there were, all of a sudden, there was like 18-wheelers backing up. There was a cement truck. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
There was a cement truck where all of a sudden, it was a woman driver. She got out of the cement truck,
yeah.
And then she just started like pouring cement.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God.
I mean,
I had literally nowhere to go. So the only thing I saw to get out, because the road was closed behind me, I couldn't get out on the other side of the building, was an alley over here between the two buildings.
Yeah.
And there was a guy, he looked like a foreman for one of the construction. He was sitting in his truck, and there was no space for the two vehicles. So I go through the alley, and I look at the guy, and he looks at me, and he just shakes his head no. Like, you're not getting through here. And so it was kind of a standoff.
Yeah.
And I just sat, and I went like this. I went... What am I supposed to do? I mean,
yeah, where am I supposed to go?
I got a cement truck here. I got a road closed here. And over on the left side of the building, that exit was shut off. I mean, I was trapped.
Basically, right. Every day, and Valdez might be able to vibe with me on this, every day is an opening final destination death, elaborate death scene just waiting to happen. Like some guy's got the biggest giant circular saw just mowing through the concrete.
Yeah.
Cranes everywhere. I'm just waiting for like that one cinder block to like fall off
yes.
the building. It's gonna hit something else. It's gonna lop somebody's head off. Somebody's gonna swerve and crash into a building.
Or someone's hard hat.
I'm telling you,
it pummels you.
That's yeah. gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I'm it hoping is, I'm not right in the middle of it when it happens.
It's a minefield here. And you're not kidding. Yesterday was really difficult to get out of here.
I had a scaled down version of that at a house in my neighborhood. I was walking the dogs with my wife, we're in the home stretch, and we're at the house on the corner, and they've got a guy 35 feet up in the tree harnessed in. They've got the tree shredder that they're stuffing the
so
tree
what are they
trunk.
Doing? They're cutting down a tree.
Oh,
they're pruning a tree.
Cutting down a tree. They've got the biggest equipment that I've ever seen, like taking up the entire front yard. And I was like, something's going to go wrong here. So that dude's going to fall out of the tree. Mm-hmm. He's going to knock the other guy into like the tree shredder. And it's just going to be chaos and anarchy.
You've watched too many Final Destination movies.
Too many. I've watched all of them, JP. It's a weird flaw in my system.
Do they still have that website where you go to where it's just gore, where you just see like people dying and beheading?
Maybe. I mean, I don't.
Rotten.com?
Huh?
Rotten.com?
That used to be the go-to back in the day. But
or LiveLeak.
LiveLeak was a bad one.
Yeah,
that one's still around, too? LiveLeak would have the beheadings and... Yeah, just like the worst
stuff.
Yeah,
I try to stay away from all that now.
Now you just go to Daily Mail and you see people
right.
die.
They've got it all aggregated there.
Daily Mail has become my number one go-to show prep site.
Right.
But I have to veer. I mean, oftentimes I have to veer away. You saw the story about the guy who killed his five-week-old baby or five-month-old baby?
Did not see that.
He had a sobbing press conference. And then hours later, they found the baby in the woods, and then they charged him
right.
with murder. What kind of idiot?
We live with evil people on the planet.
And then there was a birthday party where some like 14-year-old kid didn't get invited to, and so he mowed down like six people at the party because he didn't get invited to the birthday party. The stories on the Daily Mail are brutal.
Keep consuming the Daily Mail.
Cherry.
Huh? Yeah.
Where did he get the gun from?
I don't know. He may have been 15, 16. I don't know. No idea. No idea.
I saw the headline.
Yeah. I mean, horrible. This is the worst stuff ever. By the way, what's going on with the gas situation? So I read yesterday that we cave, whoever we is, and we pay the $5 million ransom.
Okay.
And then I don't know if this is true
or not. Pipeline.
But I read that then the code that they gave, the passkey, didn't work.
Oh.
That's like the ultimate FU.
So they paid a ransom with a bogus passcode key.
Now, that's the headline I saw. I didn't click on it. I just shook my head.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, because I do remember Drabby and I talking about that they allegedly had restarted it, and it was just going to take a few days to be back up and running.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Here's what I'm worried about. Getting my Bitcoin off of Coinbase, because I know that one day if I don't do it, I'm going to log into my account and some North Korean hacker is going to have been in there before me.
He's not worried about your four Bitcoins.
I understand. I'm just telling you, if they take over like the whole site,
yeah,
I'm going to be boned real good.
Yeah. I feel like you say this every 3 months, Kate.
He's not going to do it. He couldn't even get into his Instagram.
Here's the frustrating part. I have the hard Bitcoin wallet on my desk. I just have yet to plug it into my computer.
Plug it in, dog.
Just do the thing.
Just do it.
You're just too busy.
I'm too busy. I have too many things going on. Right. I have too much happening.
Hold on, but I want to get back to the gas thing. Was yesterday any better than the day before? Was it any worse, like locally?
Oh, I think all the pigs filled up their tanks on Wednesday.
So the panic had subsided by yesterday.
I saw gas stations.
There was plenty of panic yesterday that I saw in like Durwood and Olney.
Like long lines.
Well, they either had no gas, or the places that had gas, it looked like the oil shortage, like in the '70s. People just lined up. Chaos reigns supreme.
I didn't notice that in Bowie yesterday, but I was bitter because I keep saying every time I go to Bowie is when I need to put in gas because it's far cheaper, and I slept on it.
Hmm.
Well, I don't think right now is the time to be persnickety about how much your gas costs.
No. Like, I just filled gas, up. I filled up the night before cakes.
Right.
But I was bitter. I was like, that was 100 miles I just basically drove today.
Right.
I saw Annie. I saw Annie with who she worked with now? Channel 9. She was driving around. She said she went to like five places, and she found no gas. At some point, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if she tweeted her
right
that it was resolved.
Right,
but there's got to be people that can't go to work today because they weren't able to fill up their tanks. Yeah. Right,
calling out of gas.
Right, it's got
to
be
what you have to do.
I'm sure some people are happy.
I'm sure they are. 3 day weekend, Sally. Who doesn't love that?
Right. Well, so many people like working from home now too.
Right.
It's so annoying.
All right. When we come back, which Washington football team games are going to be the most fun to watch? The Washington Post has ranked them. We're going to go through those rankings next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You're perusing the Washington Post and checking out the rankings of the Washington football team games upcoming this season.
This is Scott Allen's rankings, right? When Scott went through the schedule?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. And I believe it's ranked by beards. How many beards? Fitzmagic beards you get every game on the sked.
I know for me, I mean, obviously I'm interested in every Washington game, right? Because I'm a fan. But some are less interesting to me. Believe it or not, the division games are a little less interesting to me. They're not the sexy matchups, you know, and I'm sick of seeing that. Like, I'm kind of sick of playing the Giants all the time in Philly. Right. You know, it's not that interesting to me. But the week one game, I don't know where Scott Allen has it ranked, but the week one game against the Chargers to me is a great game. I think it's a great litmus test. I think you got an explosive team potentially over there. And I just think it's that game. I'm just so excited about it. I'm like, the week two against the Giants, whatever. It seems like we always play the Giants. It's kind of
a primetime game. That's a Thursday night game.
I mean, that's cool. But I am way into the Chargers. Where does he have the Chargers game? And for me,
how many
that's
beard
one of the
stakes?
I have to pull up the.
For me, that's one of the top three or four games of the season.
It's got to be four out of five beards, at least. I agree with you.
He has it as three, it looks like.
We have three beards? It's just Justin Herbert, Chase Young.
For me, that's a massive game. It's super exciting. I love the fact that we don't play the Chargers very often, and I just think they're an up-and-coming team. You know, and if we can find a way to win that game, you know, I think they need to bank as many wins as they can.
Yeah,
early on,
early in the season, you get the Sunday night, Thursday night, get those two wins banked, get off to the 2-0 start at FedEx. That is important.
And he only has 4 or 5 out of five.
Well, let me
beards.
See if I can guess them without you saying. So I think obviously Tampa is a
That's
big
one
game
of them.
Because obviously you're playing Brady, playing defending champs. That's going to be a big one.
That's a five beard matchup.
I would say, I don't know if he has it as a five bearder, but I would say the Buffalo game is also another interesting one to me.
He does. That's week three.
I mean,
Fitzpatrick once played for the Buffalo Bills. He says it all started there.
But it's also just because Buffalo is such a good, you know, up-and-coming team. Josh Allen, obviously, just becoming like sort of an elite player, what Diggs did last year.
True, but just wait until week three when they start talking about his beard. Because apparently he started growing it in 2009 when he played in Buffalo.
So hold on. Has he not shaved it since 2009?
I mean, maybe he's trimmed it, although it doesn't look
like
it.
How long does it take to get those, like, those Ryan Fitz, like the baseball guys that have those big beards? How long does it take?
I think it depends on, you know, how well you can grow a beard. I mean, some guys can grow a big grizzly beard in a few months. Some guys, it probably takes years to get beards that long, like Fitz's or Jason Wirth's beard.
Right. God, it'd be so annoying. All right, so let me see. All right, so you got Buffalo.
She got two.
This is his ranking of it. All right, Kansas City.
He's got Kansas City, another one,
I mean,
of course.
I mean, obviously, explosive team. I think that game's going to be tough.
That's week six.
That's not as glamorous for me because I don't see us performing particularly well in that one. I just think they're just another level.
How many in a row do you think Washington has lost to KC?
Ooh. I don't know.
Seven straight losses
to
the Chiefs.
See, like, that game's almost not even interesting. Because I feel like we're just going to be losers. I bet he has the Raiders at this just because of the new stadium and all that. He does not have that one as a five bearder.
No. When do they play the Raiders?
They play them in week 13.
Week 13.
It's four. Four beards.
Is that as a four bearder?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what else.
Those the Cowboys in week 14. So once the division games start ramping up, which is right after they play Vegas December 5th, It's when the division games start. Remember, they close out the season with five consecutive games against division rivals.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be potentially Dak Prescott against Tyler Heinicke, right?
Well,
Drab's predicting.
Drab
thinks a Fitz benching by midseason.
You act like that's so crazy.
I don't see a Fitz benching. I really don't. I think they signed a veteran that they expect to play 16 games.
When's the last time he did that, though?
Well, it's been a while. But you know, when he was in his the prime of his career, he usually played between 10 and 16 games. You know, for 4 or 5 years there, where he was like the guy for his team.
I don't see Heinicke like pushing him for the starting job. Maybe I'm just overestimating how good Fitzmagic is at this point in his career.
I think you are.
Maybe I am. I can't see clearly.
And I think Ron knows. These guys know this. They've got a guy who's going to be a little inconsistent. So there are going to be some games where he's really, really good, and there are going to be some games probably where he's pretty bad. You know, where he makes a couple bonehead decisions,
yeah,
throws a couple YOLO balls that go the wrong way. But as long as they know that going in, that you're going to have to take some bad with the good.
If you're willing to sign Fitzpatrick to a one-year $10 million deal, you have to live with some of the bumps and bruises along the way.
You know what you're getting.
It's not all going to be smooth sailing with him.
Right.
But at least he's going to take some chances downfield, and he's not just going to check down every single time,
right,
like Alex Smith,
right,
and have an unbearable offense.
And again,
to watch.
I go back to Heinicke. I actually love Taylor Heinicke. I love what I saw. I love the skill set, but I maintain I don't think Heinicke's a guy who wows you in practice. I think he's a gamer type, right? Because he doesn't have the big arm, not the big, strong, sexy guy. He's just a friggin' gamer who throws with anticipation, who finds the right guys.
And again, he's a potentially high ceiling backup type of player in the NFL, and I think that's why they gave him a little bit of money in the offseason in case Fitzpatrick stumbles. You've got a guy that you know knows the system, and if things go right, he can win you a few games.
But I'm trying to think, what are the other games? I mean, does he have New Orleans as a big game for him? I mean, New Orleans is kind of a dud. They're a total unknown now without Breeze. That can't be a five-bearder.
I think that's a two-bearder for him.
Yeah, that game's kind of a dud.
I'm surprised, though, he's got Atlanta as a one-bearder.
Atlanta. Well,
it's week four. I think Atlanta's a fun team to watch.
Well, with Pitts, maybe. I don't know.
They got Julio Jones. They got Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan.
Is he still putting up big numbers? I'm not a fantasy guy anymore. So is he still putting up big numbers?
When he's healthy, he did last year. Yeah, it's just a matter of health, him being out on the field. If he's healthy, the dude produces.
Did he have Green Bay? But Aaron Rodgers is a five bearder.
I think that was a four-bearder. Sorry, you got me looking up
Julio
Jones's numbers.
Feels like we always play Seattle. Seattle, one of the
Green
five?
Green Bay's a four-bearder.
What about Seattle? Seattle is in week 12.
It's a three-beard special.
That's a three-bearder?
Yes.
Well, what's the one we're missing? We're missing one of Scott Allen's five bearders.
Tampa.
No, I gave it to you. Dallas, Tampa, KC and Buffalo.
So we only had four.
Correct.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, by the way, you keep saying they always play Seattle. They played Seattle last year, and then before that was like 4 years ago.
I feel like in the last decade we've played them.
In the playoffs. They play them in the playoffs all the time.
Well, I just feel like we play them a lot.
If you go to the playoffs, Seattle,
we're out of conference,
we'll escort you out.
That's fine.
Look at the flex from the 12 over there.
No,
but he's right. He's right. I mean, he's got history on his side.
How many beards is that?
Seattle?
Let me tell you, in this studio, it's a five-bearder.
Of course it is, because you're going to be there in person
I think I picked Seattle to win that one, right?
What kind of punishment are we going to do to the loser?
I'm not being all bold and predicting a win there.
Didn't Drab slap EB on the ass with a fish way back in the day?
Yeah, that was one.
That was the RG3 knee playoff game.
Yeah. Let's go to Eddie in Hanover, line one. Eddie, you're on with the Junkies. And you know what? We'll put this up as the poll of the day, since EB predicts 16 starts for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, 16 out of 17.
We'll put that up on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, injury.
Yeah.
Injury. Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Up?
Good morning, Junkies.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
What's good, up? Good.
Hey,
what's
listen,
up?
I look at it this way. I think day one, barring any injuries, Taylor Heinicke will be the starting quarterback. I believe Rivera, which when we had to do all that patching together last year with this backup, that backup, that backup, he went out, used his head, and got himself a $10 million insurance policy. Who would you rather have throw in a game if your rookie doesn't or your younger quarterback doesn't pan out than a vet?
I don't. I mean, if you're right, I'll be surprised. I just don't see them putting the fortunes of this team into the hands of such an inexperienced quarterback. They have put together, I don't care what anybody says, they've put together a very competitive roster. Obviously, the biggest question mark is at the most important position.
Yep.
But they're not going to turn over this team to a kid who's played like three quarters, you know, a game and a half. They're just not doing that.
They want a more seasoned guy at the helm.
Yeah.
The
team is too close to do something significant to turn it over to such a question mark.
We can get the take of somebody who covers the division rival, Elliot Shores Park, who is an Eagles reporter for WIP and an NFL insider for Odyssey Sports, will join us next to talk some NFC East here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.